If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Welcome to the first December edition of Radio Free America on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Duke Brooks here. Thanks very much for being along tonight. As usual, the number is 718-305-7176. We are expecting a major guest. Any moment, a major guest should be with us. You can go ahead and guess as to who it is. I'm not going to give you any clues. However, I do believe that you will enjoy this particular guest. Anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know for a fact that I did. It was outstanding. I just absolutely wonderful. Plenty of turkey. Don't know why there was no gravy. You know, stuffing is like the greatest thing in the whole world. I love it. But there was no gravy. I think my cousin may have run into trouble. I'm not sure why. The drippings didn't work out or something. But, you know, hey, other than that, it was absolutely great. Incidentally, did you hear that Martin Bashir has been let go from MSNBC? And as you're probably aware, Martin Bashir is not an American. I think he's from England with Pakistani Muslim. Or no, apparently he's Christian. I heard somebody on TV said, no, he's Christian. But he is a very serious anti-American, and he's not even an American. So he's gone, and that's good news. He resigned. I will have some additional information for you on that in just a moment or two. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Duke Brooks here. Thanks very much for being along tonight. Linda and I had a wonderful time on the day after Thanksgiving. We went to the National Air and Space Museum, the so-called Udvar Hazy Center at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., actually right outside of Washington, D.C. We had a wonderful time, great airplanes. Then we went to the Hard Times Cafe and we had chili. I had chili. Linda had a chicken breast sandwich with all kinds of different barbecue sauce and all that sort of stuff. And she was very happy with it. I love the Hard Times Cafe. It is wonderful. If you like chili, that is the place to go, and I absolutely recommend it. Speaking of recommending things, there is a film that was released about a month ago that is called Parkland, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with recreation out of doors. It has everything to do with the Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas. That, of course, is where President Kennedy died, and it is also where Lee Harvey Oswald died. And the movie came out in early November. I saw it in my theater down the street here. The sign was up for a week, maybe a week. And then it was gone. And I saw the trailer. It looked to me like it was interesting. And it is interesting. I was in Baltimore yesterday. I got it at Barnes & Noble. And it is a very, very good film. I will tell you all about it in a couple of moments. excuse me. This is from Mediaite. Via the Drudge Report, just over 2 weeks ago, MSNBC host Martin Bashir delivered a harsh piece of commentary, culminating in the suggestion that someone should, four-letter word that begins with S, in former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's mouth. Bashir offered an abject apology. Abject? Okay. On his next broadcast, but a chorus of critics continued to demand action against the host. After a reported vacation for the host earlier this week, Bashir announced in a statement to Mediaite Wednesday afternoon, that would be today, that MSNBC and Martin Bashir are parting ways. Here's the statement to Mediaite from Martin Bashir via email. After making an on-air apology, I asked for permission to take some additional time out around the Thanksgiving holiday. Upon further reflection and after meeting with the president of MSNBC, I have tendered my resignation. It is my sincere hope that all my colleagues at the special network will be allowed to focus on the issues that matter without the distraction of myself or my ill-judged comments. I deeply regret what was said, will endeavor to work hard at making constructive contributions in the future, and will always have a deep appreciation for our viewers, all three of them, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he is gone. He was terrible. Guy from Pakistan by way of England. Apparently he is a Christian guy. This is from MSNBC President Phil Griffin. Martin Bashir resigned today, effective immediately. I understand his decision, and I thank him for 3 great years with MSNBC. Martin is a good man and respected colleague. We wish him only the best. Okay. All right. Hey, you know, facts are facts. The guy said what he said. Other people at MSNBC had to be on board with it, or it would not have gotten on the air in the first place. It's in a teleprompter. You don't make that stuff up right on the spur of the moment. It has to go through the hands of 3 or 4 people before you're sitting there reading it. I mean, you know, this just indicates what the culture at MSNBC is like. I mean, and they call themselves journalists. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. And, well, that's it. You know, so much for Martin Bashir. I don't miss him. And I never watched the guy anyway. I think I saw his show one time when he was on CNN. And I came to the conclusion that the guy was like a great big huge giant goof, and he had no business being on the air in the first place. Maybe like, well, anyway, it is about 10 minutes now after the hour. This is Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. The number is 718-305-7176, as you know. Chat room is open for business. As I mentioned, I am expecting a big guest, but so far I have not heard from the guest. We're just going to do the best that we can. You know, that's all we can do. Christmas right around the corner. There are people in America that are trying to marginalize Christmas. They are trying to marginalize Christians. There is absolutely no question about this. And I think that we need to really kind of buck up against these folks, you know? Is that you, Victoria Jackson? Victoria, are you there? Hello, Victoria, are you there? Okay, well... I have no idea what is up with Victoria. I do see her number. She has called in. I have put her on the air. I cannot hear her. And, you know, that means that you cannot hear her anyway. you know, we are growing. Maybe this is one of our growing pains. ConservativeNationMedia.com is definitely growing. And we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Big Fisher his very own show. Uncle Big Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldier of Patriotism. Actually, that is, you know, I really need to get these things up to date. Soldier of Patriotism is not on the air and will not be on the air. Here I've got Victoria on my cell phone. Victoria, I see you tried to call in, but the system wouldn't take you. I don't know why. Yeah, it could very well be liberals. You want to give it one more try? All right, thanks. Okay, Victoria Jackson is going to try us one more time. And I hope that she is able to get through. Because this is just – anyway, listen, I do think that you should check out American by Design with Bing Fisher, and it is Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with us. We're now on the air 7 days a week. We are making some big changes. You're going to be hearing about some of them tonight, and we are just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher. Sundays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And let's see, I'm hoping that we can get Victoria Jackson on the air. I don't know what the problem is, but here she is. Let's see if this works. Victoria, are you able to hear me? Can you hear me, Victoria? All right, let's try muting. And let's see if we can bring her in. Victoria, can you hear me? Well, Victoria, can you hear me? No. Okay. Well, she can't hear me, and, you know, I'm very sorry, but I think, you know, I really like her, and I wanted to get her on the air, and she has been on the air on some other of our hosts' programs, Kathy Hinner's. But apparently there is something in the phones or something in Blog Talk, or I have no idea what, but you know, very disappointed that we cannot get Victoria Jackson on the air. It's not her fault. It's Blog Talk. I'm blaming everything on Blog Talk. We're going to take a break and coming back in just a moment, so stay where you are.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeBay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Listening to Duke Books on conservativenationradio.org.
So tell, baby, tell true heart.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Wednesday, December 4th edition of Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. I'm still just totally frustrated that we're not able to get Victoria Jackson on the air with us. I have no idea if it's her cell phone or blog talk or what. I spoke to her today. Spoken to her twice today. Really a lovely person and a sincere and passionate Christian and conservative. There's no question about it. Very unusual in the entertainment industry. I asked her about how she was able to function at NBC. Obviously, the Saturday Night Live is an entertainment product of the NBC television network, and she wants to be on the air with us. I'm not really sure, you know, what is exactly going on with the phone system, but I hope it is working for you. 718-305-7176 is the number. Now there's a report out there that Obama wants to host SportsCenter when he retires. I'm not really sure, you know, I don't know. The president, now it's widely known that Condoleezza Rice wants to be the commissioner of the NFL. She's never played football, but she is extraordinarily bright, and I really like her, and I hope that one day she is the commissioner of the NFL. I think that would be just fine. Not only can she be Secretary of State, but she can also be the commissioner of the NFL. And the fact of the matter is, well, I think everybody that's ever been commissioner of the NFL has some kind of a sports, actual sports background, some kind of, you know, actual experience playing the game. Or at least being in, you know, some kind of a management, you know, I would presume that those guys, commissioners of major sports leagues, like the baseball commissioner, the commissioner of the NFL, et cetera, those are private positions, you know. That's not government. Thank God for that. I mean, there's something that they're actually not doing. You know, there's something that they tried to get the Redskins to change their name. I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. And there was the president putting in his 2 cents worth, and his 2 cents worth is not even worth 1 cent. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Incidentally, you're probably aware by now that we will be having a Christmas Eve music special and kids extravaganza. Go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and you can send a letter, an email to Santa Claus. That's right, boys and girls. No, I don't mean Capitol Hill Democrats, although they seem to think that they are Santa Claus. You know, that's the way they do things there. I think a lot of them view themselves like Robin Hood, you know. I think a lot of them, take a guy like Bernie Sanders. He, you know, he is independent in the Senate, which means he's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He describes himself as a socialist. Bernie Sanders, a U.S. Senator from Vermont. Bob Beckel on the Five on Fox News, the guy that I believe he ran Michael Dukakis's campaign. And he once described himself on the air on Fox News as, quote, a socialist, unquote. You know, if somebody describes themselves that way, I just don't really know how there could be any possibility of discounting it. You know, people certainly can say, well, yeah, but he lives in a capitalist country and, you know, for that reason, and he makes a lot of money for that reason, he is actually a capitalist. Well, who knows? You know, who knows? Maybe he is, maybe he is not. And, you know, a person way down deep inside in their heart of hearts, if... that's reasonable, you know. 718. I am sorry about that. Not really sure why that happens, but every once in a while it does. Skype either goes offline or maybe the internet kicks it out, or perhaps the NSA decided to disconnect me for a moment just to prove who's in charge. I have no idea. I have no idea. We are about 25 minutes after the hour. If you're listening live, this, of course, is on the East Coast. Unseasonably warm today. Very happy about that. I love it when it's warm. There have been a lot of recent information about global warming. It seems that a lot of people are now very quietly backing away from it. And from the theory that it is Exxon's fault that the dinosaurs are extinct. You know, that's basically the deal. I mean, that's where that's what they're all about. That is what they believe. These are people who view United States corporations, American companies like General Motors, Ford, Phillips Petroleum, you know, companies like that, they view those companies as being the absolute center of irredeemable evil in the world. It's pretty unreal. You know, it is just how anyone could have something like this so-called corporate derangement. I mean, that's the only thing I can call it, corporate derangement syndrome. I mean, that's about right. You know, these are people who, when they see a corporation or they hear of one, they are put into a state of absolute intolerable outrage. You remember back around 1980 or 81, there was an incident in Washington on the National Mall, and the incident was that someone had driven a truck filled with a quarter of a ton of dynamite, 500 pounds of dynamite, to the base of the Washington Monument. I remember watching this on CNN. CNN was fairly new back then. And here is this guy, and there are park police, and I think there's snipers and everything deploying and all that stuff. And here's this guy. He's got a helmet on. He has parked his truck with 500 pounds of TNT inside of it right up next to the base of the Washington Monument, and he's going to blow it up, all right? And more, you know, this went on for several hours, and more information was coming out a little bit, you know, just a little bit at a time about the guy that was doing this. And I forgot the guy's name, but at one point they were saying that he was known to fly completely off the handle and go into an out-of-control rage at the mere mention of nuclear weapons. So my buddy Mike Ermolovich was over visiting while we were watching this on CNN, and Mike and I turned to each other and said, nuclear weapons. I mean, please. You know, I think they shot the guy. I think they took him out. And, you know, at the time, I remember thinking, good, I hope they just, you know, obliterated the guy's brain, if he has one. I don't know if that's necessarily the right thing anymore. You know, the police, generally speaking, not always, but generally, lately, it seems that the police have been very, very focused on the idea of being more and more military and militaristic in the way they do things. They have helmets now. They have all this armor, and they have these armored vehicles that take, you know, you can, I guess you can drive it into some kind of a combat situation. And you know, I don't know why the police need all that stuff. I have absolutely no idea. Frankly, I don't think that they do. You know, I think that they just like all that stuff. Good grief. If you have any idea, let me know. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. On conservativenationmedia.com, we are having a major Christmas special starting on Christmas Eve. I will have more information for you about that, where to find it. Michael Smith and I and all of our hosts and friends here at Conservative Nation Media have put this together for you. Anyway, it is just about at the bottom of the hour. We are exactly now 30 minutes into this edition of Radio Free America. You know, one of the worst things that can possibly happen to anybody, an American, anybody today, is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. So don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24/7, 365, there's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. The network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more of your calls and more info on various things that are going on here and there in a moment, so don't go away.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Kathy Henners, your host of Daily Roll Call on conservativenationmedia.com. Whether you're surrounded by friends and family or far away protecting our country, may you find joy, love, and peace. Merry Christmas!
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here? You're listening to Duke Books on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Well, there you go. Welcome back. This is Radio Free America on conservativemedia.com. And I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Obviously, during the last several days, no news has been good. That's different from no news is good news. That's something else. But I can tell you the news is not particularly good. This is coming from Foreign Policy Magazine. And let's see here, via the Drudge Report. Let's see, I had it up a moment. I know what happened. All right, here we are. National Security. Team Obama changes course, appears to accept China air defense zone. Top Obama administration and Pentagon officials signaled a willingness to temporarily accept China's new controversial air defense identification zone on Wednesday. Those officials expressed disapproval for the way in which the Asian power has flexed its muscles and cautioned China not to implement the zone, but they also carved out wiggle room in which the United States and China ultimately could find common ground on the issue, indicating that they may be willing to live with the zone for now as long as China backs off its demand that all aircraft traveling through it check in first. Quote, it wasn't the declaration of the ADIZ that actually was destabilizing, unquote, said Army General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Quote, it was their assertion that they would cause all aircraft entering the ADIZ to report, regardless of whether they were intending to enter into the sovereign airspace of China, and that is destabilizing, unquote. Let me tell you something about these islands. They are on the eastern side of Taiwan. They are south of Japan. Japan has had those islands, I think, since the end of World War II, and they are east of Taiwan. So from the islands in question, you've got Taiwan, and then the China Sea, and then China. Why China, mainland China, communist China, red China, wants to claim those islands, it ought to be obvious. They are looking to use them against Taiwan. And that's exactly what they plan to do. There's no question about that. 718-305-7176 is the number. Everybody's talking about Obamacare. I got to be honest with you. I'm probably, you know, I don't know. All I know is that government cannot do things like provide people with health care. That's just something. It's not any of government's business. Never was, isn't now. We've got a caller. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this? Okay, in case you're not aware, he's saying something about barrel rolls.
Do the barrel roll! Barrel roll! Barrel roll! Do the barrel, barrel roll! Do the barrel, barrel roll! Do the barrel!
It sounds very familiar, and I will tell you why. When I was on the air at WGND, these folks began calling area code 307-213. I wonder where that is. Where's 307? Isn't that Idaho or something? If somebody knows, you can mention it in the chat room, or you can tell me. You can call, and I'll answer your call. I wonder if this guy is still. No, he's not. He is no longer, that guy dropped off. Yep. 307-213-9096. All right. Now, when I was at WGND, starting there in the fall of 2009, a great radio, truly one of the country's great radio stations, no, absolutely no question about it, these people, these internet children, for some reason would start calling and dive bombing my show. I was on from 7 to 10 Eastern weeknights. It was great. It's called Radio Free Delmarva. Ha ha, it's a theme. And they were playing this internet game in which they said that they would get points, and I guess it's like Dungeons and Dragons points or something, if they could get the phrase barrel roll out over the air, if they could use the term 9,000, that was another one that they were, you know, if they could say barrel roll, if they could say 9, they would get points from their buddies or something. I have no idea. And they started calling and saying all kinds of things, and I guess now they have found me. Here I am, okay? And those said, you know, I didn't have any problem with those guys. It was going on for too long, so eventually I had to sequester them starting at 9:30 or later. And I would play the Cole Porter song Anything Goes by Harper's Bazaar, and that would be their signal to call in. And they would, you know, they would call in with all kinds of things, like the one guy that said that he had just seen a movie about Amelia Earhart. And I said, really? And what did you learn about Amelia by watching the movie? And he said, well, she did a bunch of barrel rolls, okay? So that, you know, that was the nature of those guys. And one, on the first night, this one guy called up, and he said, I'd like to explain why you're getting all these calls, if you'll let me. And I said, sure, go ahead. He said, I'm in Texas, and I'm part of a group called Anonymous. We hate everything, and we hate everybody. He then went into a description of a violent sex act that he planned. And at that point, I took him off the air. I hit the eight-second dump, and the guy was gone. You know, I couldn't believe it. It was, you know, what is with these kids today? And I'm presuming that, you know, what they're really doing is they're, like, sitting around in their mom's basement doing bong hits. I mentioned that on the air one day, and later that afternoon a guy called up, and he said, hey, man, we went to this McDonald's, and we went in there, and we ate three Big Macs each one, and okay, fine. So I took that guy off the air. The next caller was somebody that said, I don't like these kids calling up on this radio station. It ain't their radio station. It's our radio station. I don't want them on the air no more. All right, sir, thank you for your thoughts. The radio station is not a private club. But in any event, the kid called up a moment later, and he started with, then we went into my mom's basement, and we got really high. And then we went to this Taco Bell, man. Then I just took the kid off the air. You know, we got calls like that all the time. And it was from these same people. I'm sure that they're going to call back and do something with barrel rolls, 9,000, or mud kips. Mud kips was the other thing that they, you know, if they said mud kips, then they would get some kind of a special bonus point. You know, conservativenationmedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, take my word for it. I listen every week, and so should you. The issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check it out. It's brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, the finest location in the nation, where America always wins, 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. Some activity in the chat room. Thank you. The Chinese are, you know, frankly, they're a pretty serious problem. I mean, I'm not sure how anybody could not recognize that China poses a very serious threat to the United States and to Western civilization. And to actually, they pose a threat to everything and everybody. And if we don't keep our guard up, if we don't remain in control of at least our own ability to defend ourselves and defend our interests, our assets, and our allies overseas, then our civilization will come to an end and the Chinese will be there. You know, I mean, nature abhors a vacuum. There must be a superpower in the world. There has to be. I'm not really sure why, but there is. And there always at least one superpower, you know, at all times, going back to the Greeks and the Macedonians, up to the Romans, the Holy Roman Empire, the French, the Spanish at one point, the English. There's always been one. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
I completely derailed you, you dumb nigger.
Okay, sir. You have yourself a great night. I really, you know, I don't get it. People calling up and making absurd comments of that nature. We don't have delay here. You know, we just don't. We're not required to. This is the Internet. It is not broadcast radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when I get back, more of your calls and some info on movies. Stay right where you are.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Hello, I am Robert Garding of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, through conservativenationmedia.com. Being on the air since 2007 from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, we've helped people become more informed to keep socialists out of the White House and Congress. But that work isn't over yet. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN for the New Wise Conservatism radio show, the voice of reason in our unreasonable world.
You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
All righty, welcome back. Welcome back to Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Brian is calling from New York City. Brian, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Duke. I kind of wanted to go back on something you were saying about China being a threat. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a tree hugger, but it seems like they're really going out of their way to not care about any environmental stuff and just building large industries, you know, to farm a lot of mud kips all day long, baby.
Oh, yes, they have to farm mud kips. That's what they do. And they have to make over 9,000 mud kips per barrel roll. Isn't that right?
That's close. It's a little over 9,000, to be precise. But the bottom line is we need to quit this mudkip abuse, and these nuts need to hit your chin sometime soon.
Okay, very fine, sir. Thank you for calling. God bless you and your activity. It's about 11 minutes before the top of the hour. I knew those guys would find me eventually, I guess. The situation with the Chinese, all kidding aside, all mud-kipping aside, whatever. Incidentally, we have news from Talk Radio News Service coming up very soon. Justin Duckham is sitting in tonight for Jeff Holtzman. That is going to happen in a little less than 11 minutes, so stay right where you are for that. In any event, the Chinese are, the fact of the matter is, they are a serious problem. There is just no way around it. They are a serious problem, and they will be a serious problem for us. Certainly we can trade with them, but I'm not really sure why we continue to allow their students, quote, scholars, unquote. I'm not sure why we allow them to do the things that they do in this country. I don't know why we allow them in to be educated to our standards so they can then take that knowledge back home and compete with us in a variety of different ways. They are competing with us militarily, politically, diplomatically, economically, financially, in every way. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
This is Satan from the depths of hell. Duke, you are spreading the message of hate, and I have to congratulate you on that.
Okay, sir. And why exactly is that?
Because conservatives are the most hateful people on the planet.
I guess that guy has never really been friends with any liberals. You are live calling from Colorado on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Yo, it's Brian again. BTR is kind of like a rock bottom. Like, how did you end up going from FM radio to BTR?
Well, I'll tell you what. The internet is the future of this medium. There's absolutely no question about it, and I think that we have a very good opportunity here to do something for the conservative message in this country, and that's frankly what I'm all about. And this is infinitely more fun, and it has infinitely more responsibilities associated with it. So anyway, how did you get from New York to Colorado in less than 1 minute?
Well, because I deal with a lot of technology and I can teleport from different locations, and I just borrow my buddy's phone when I go to, like, New York, Colorado. Sometimes I go to Canada, but Canada is lame. But, you know, that's just how I do things.
Let me ask you this. What is lame? I'm not arguing with you because I've never been to Canada. I don't know. But what is lame about Canada?
Well, there's a lot of French people, and they live in igloos, and I don't even think they have internet up there. It's like, I don't know, it's a bunch of Eskimos.
And you think that they are French?
Well, a large population up there is from French heritage, and I don't know, there's a bunch of fruity fruit bowls.
Sir, you've never actually been to Canada, have you?
Yeah, I have.
What city did you go to?
All right, you
sir?
Got me, Duke. Fine. I've never been to Canada, but there's a reason why, because they're all Frenchies.
What do you have against the French?
I don't know. They're just weak. You know, like the French or Canada in general is weak. Politicians, you know, they're not very determined on enforcing their thoughts.
What do you think?
I think he's probably the only Canadian politician that actually can identify with the people. You know, smoking a rock is, you know, once you get that bell ringer, it just opens, you know, a whole new way of thinking.
No, sir, it doesn't do anything like that. And, you know, that is
You've never You never done any, you know, white? You never mess around with that?
Oh, my God, you must be joking, sir. I mean, that is a highly dangerous and extremely addictive drug, and anybody that would mess around with it, that is just bad news. Very bad news.
Yeah, but have you ever smoked pot? You seem like the kind of dude that does a lot of LSD.
Oh, yeah, I do an awful lot of LSD, sir. You must be kidding. You must be kidding. And
Come on, man. You never listened to the Grateful Dead?
I have listened to the Grateful Dead, but that's not the same as dropping acid. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
it is
to some people, but it is not to me. Let me ask you this, sir. Are you in your 20s or 30s or about how old are you? You have any idea at all?
I'm a little more than a month away from 24.
Okay. And you're 24. Now, let me ask you this. What do you do for a living?
I work. I sell cabin air filters for a living.
You sell what kind of air filters?
Cabin air filters.
For vehicles or for airplanes?
No, for cars. You know, the cabin air filter.
I see. Okay, right.
You know, I specialize in that. I got the heavy duties. I got the platinums. I got the golds. I got it all, baby.
Okay, sir. I'm sure. And who do you work for, like AC Delco or, you know, Mopar or one
Bosch.
Of those companies? You work for Bosch. All right, very fine.
Yeah.
And whereabouts in the United States are you? Are you in Colorado or New York or where?
New England would be pretty close.
You're in New – that would be pretty close. Okay. Please give me the exact address from where you are right this moment.
No thanks, baby.
Okay, sir. Now, are you part of the group Anonymous that hates everything and hates everybody?
Yeah. Did you hear about the 4chan suicide?
The what?
The 4chan suicide?
No.
You should Google it. Some dude lit a toaster on fire and tried to kill himself. It was pretty awesome.
With a toaster. Well,
all right, Duke, I got to go because you're boring the balls off of me. So I'll probably talk to you next
week,
right?
Okay, sir, you have a wonderful evening, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And I'm very glad that he called. I don't know whether I am or not. You know, I mean, who knows? In any event, 718-305-7176 is the number. I'm thinking of texting Victoria Jackson and asking her to call in again, but I'm afraid we get the same result. I'm going to have to get on the horn to Blog Talk tomorrow and try to get this straightened out for, you know, the network. I mean, it's just, who knows, you know, very, very bizarre. Kind of like Joe Biden basically caving in to the Chinese. We did fly a couple of B-52s through that area last week. Good thing. The Japanese have told their civil aviation, their pilots, their airline pilots, that they are not to check in with the Chinese when they fly through that area. If China were to attempt to shoot down an aircraft transiting through that area, or if they did shoot down an aircraft transiting through that area, that would be a very, very destabilizing and extraordinarily provocative thing to do. I think that the Soviets really, when they shot down Korean Airlines Flight 007, in December of 1988. That was the one that, I'm sorry, it wasn't December of 88. It was around 82, maybe 83, I'm not sure. I remember when George Shultz, who was our Secretary of State, made a statement on TV, and he was very emotional about it. He said, we view this act with revulsion. And I think Scoop Jackson, who was he was an old school Democrat. He was a patriot, as opposed to the modern Democrats, which are not. But Scoop Jackson was so concerned that this was going to start a general war between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, Russia, that Scoop Jackson had a heart attack and died. That's how seriously he took it. He thought that we were going to go to war over this. I remember some anchormen at the time making comments about, this is how we got into World War One. And that, of course, is not how we got into World War One. Anyway, we've got Talk Radio News Service coming up in just a few shakes of a lamb's tail. And we've got more of your calls coming up on the other side of that, so stay right where you are.
Coming to you every hour on the hour. The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For the Talk Radio News Service, this is Justin Duckham. Describing economic disparity as a fundamental threat, President Barack Obama urged Congress during a speech at the Center for American Progress today to work to mend income inequality. Obama specifically pointed to passing legislation that would raise the minimum wage, alter the tax code to ensure that jobs stay within the U.S., and increase access to early education.
I believe this is the defining challenge of our time, making sure our economy works for every working American. That's why I ran for president. It was the center of last year's campaign. It drives everything I do in this office.
Two new polls spell out trouble for the Affordable Care Act. A new Harvard University study showed that 57% of younger Americans between 18 and 29 disapprove of Obamacare, and 40% expect the quality of health care in the U.S. to decline following its implementation. Meanwhile, according to Gallup, 28% of Americans are prepared to receive a fine for not enrolling in the federal exchanges. Talk Radio News Service, Justin Duckham, Washington.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. somebody with the singular identification caller ID of Alex.Phones has called, but I listened to what Alex.Phones wanted to put on the air, and he is not going to be allowed to put that on the air. They are piping something through their system and getting it to us, and you know, frankly, what I heard was disgusting, and I'm just not going to let it go on the air, gang. I'm sorry. That's pretty much all there is to it. Very glad that you could make it this evening, though. 718-305-7176 is the number if you want to talk about something that's halfway intelligent. I don't know if there's anybody out there that can do that anymore. Charles Krauthammer, Ann Coulter, Mona Charon, you know, a whole bunch of people whose names you would never find in red channels. Does anybody remember Red Channels? This is a book that came out in the 1950s, I think. And it was a list of people that worked in entertainment, in media, movies, TV, radio. TV was very, very new back then, but a lot of people loved it right away. I mean, who wouldn't? However, there were a list of people and their actual communist organization affiliation in this book. One of them was Burl Ives. He had been a member of some communist cell in the 1930s. You know, back then a lot of people who were not able to think things through and, you know, were kind of simple-minded individuals came to the conclusion that the capitalist system, the free market, free enterprise system itself, was no good and it had to go away and communism looked a lot better and nobody that advocated it in this country had ever lived under it. So they just thought that the theory was great and there were Communist Party cells that propped up all over the country here and there. You know, if you saw the movie Reds, then you will know what I'm talking about. Here is somebody that is calling in. And let us see what this person has based on their caller ID. You are live on the air. Who is this?
This is Anal Bounce House. I'm listening to the show. I would like to be muted, you fucking nigger.
Okay, very fine, sir. All righty. Well, unless it's a legitimate number from now on, I'm just not going to put it on the air. Why should I? 718-305-7176 is the number. Thank you for being along this evening. What, incidentally, if any, are your plans for Christmas? I think Linda and I are going to go to Baltimore. I don't know. I think we are. It should be, you know, a wonderful Christmas. I hope that it is. I hope that it is. Just the you know, just the feeling of the season is a wonderful thing, you know, and terrific, just a terrific time of year. 718-305-7176. I mentioned earlier that I had gotten and have watched the movie Parkland, and I will tell you about this film. It's actually not bad, and it was, excuse me, it was pulled from the theaters literally after about a week of being in release, for about a week, maybe 10 days, and then it was gone. It is written and directed by somebody named Peter Landisman, and I don't know who that guy is, but one of the executive producers of this movie is Tom Hanks. Gary Getzman is another one, so there are some Hollywood big names that are associated with this film, and I don't mean just behind the camera. Zac Efron is in the film. He's the star of Parkland. He plays a doctor at Parkland Memorial Hospital. Marcia Gay Harden plays a nurse at Parkland Memorial. She is married to Ed Harris, the actor. Billy Bob Thornton plays Secret Service agent Forrest Sorrells. He does a very good job. Somebody named Jackie Weaver plays Lee Harvey Oswald's mother. apparently Lee Harvey Oswald's mother was a nutcase, you know, maybe kind of at the same level of being almost harmless nutcase as Mary Todd Lincoln, who knows. And Paul Giamatti plays Abraham Zapruder. And Abraham Zapruder, as you know, was a clothing manufacturer. He had a line of clothing, ladies' clothing that he manufactured in Dallas that was called Jennifer Juniors, I think. I've never bought any ladies' clothing, so what would I know, you know? But in any event, he was a clothing manufacturer. His office was in a building called the Dow Techs Building, and that building is right next door. I believe it is just east, right across the street from the infamous Texas School Book Depository. And on the day of the assassination, he had an 8mm camera, and in 1963, 8mm was a very that was very, very new technology. It just was not widely used yet as of 1963. And Mr. Abraham Zapruder, a dress manufacturer, took the only known film of the actual assassination of President Kennedy. That is the famous Zapruder film. Anyway, I have somebody with the caller ID of Fish Tacos on the Beach calling.
Hello?
And you are live on Radio Free America, Fish Tacos on the Beach.
Okay, who are you? I'm not a pedophile, liar, go to hell.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I wonder... You know, that one guy seemed to know all about drugs, and I am convinced that he speaks from expertise, you know? 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America, at conservativenationmedia.com. Thank you for being along this evening. I will, incidentally, you're probably aware already, I will not be here 3 Wednesdays hence. Actually, yeah, 3 Wednesdays hence, December, Christmas Day, December 25th, I have the day off. I'm off. And I'm off again a week later for New Year's Day. So that just kind of worked out fairly well in terms of timing this year. I can tell you the film Parkland is a well-made film, but just because there is a bunch of good filmmaking in it doesn't mean that it is a good film. On a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of filmmaking is concerned, I would have to give this one a 9. In terms of 1 to 10, as far as telling the story is concerned, I would have to give it a 7. I first began reading about the Kennedy assassination when I was about 13, and William Manchester's book, Death of a President, came out in 1968. And I read the book. I read it again 6 or 8 years later when the House Select Committee on Assassinations was convening, and I am very, very pleased. There was one character from that assassination, and that one character I read about in Mansfield's book, Death of a President, and he was a Dallas police officer or a county deputy whose name was Bob Duggar. And Bob Duggar essentially escorted Jacqueline Kennedy out of Parkland Hospital and into the ambulance, the hearse that was taking President Kennedy's remains back to Love Field at Dallas. And I remember reading about this guy, and as he is helping Mrs. Kennedy into the car. One of the Secret Service men tries to intercede, and the other one says, no, it's all right, don't worry about him. And this older sheriff's deputy apparently tipped his hat, and he looked at Jacqueline Kennedy, and he tipped his hat like a gentleman, and he said, Bob Duggar, ma'am. You know, it's one of those things that happens, a tiny little thing that happens at a key moment in history. It didn't change anything. It is just a small detail. I am absolutely delighted that Bob Duggar finally made it into a film. He certainly was he's no longer alive. But Bob Duggar, I've been reading about this guy. I just thought it was a very interesting, tiny little moment in this film. Bob Duggar, ma'am, is what he said to Jackie Kennedy. Anyway, we are about 14 minutes into the second hour of Radio Free America. I've been talking a little bit about the film Parkland, and I'm wondering why it was knocked out of the theaters so quickly. Apparently, it had a $10 million budget and a $600,000 box office. I mean, that's not good. The movie is fine. You know, I have no problem with it. It's got some special features. There is director's commentary. I haven't listened to it with the director's commentary yet. I love to do that. We'll talk a little bit more about it in a moment after this break. Civil War history coming up, so don't go away.
You're listening to Conservative Nation Radio, where we still say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m. I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m. I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m. I shower. Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m. I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m. I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace, for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on conservativenationmedia.com.
Yes, indeed, and by now you know that that piece of music, which is the Ashokan Farewell, means it's time to look into some Civil War history. And December 4th was a Friday in 1863, and by this time, most of the forces were in what were known as winter quarters because they didn't have mechanized things like tanks and armored fighting vehicles. They, you know, in the wintertime, they would just pretty much kind of hole up. This is from The Civil War Day by Day by E.B. Long and Barbara Long. As Longstreet pulled out of Knoxville under pressure from federal reinforcements and retreated eastward in Tennessee, skirmishing flared near Kingston and Loudoun. Skirmishing also occurred at Neobrara, I've never heard it, Nebraska, Meadow Bluff, West Virginia, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Ripley, Mississippi. At Charleston, 7 days of bombardment ended after 1,307 rounds fired by the Union at Charleston. The Union really, really wanted the rebels out of Charleston. They hated Charleston. The way they looked at it is, that is where secession began, and here is where treason will end. And, you know, they were just not happy with the South Carolinians. Incidentally, all of us here at Conservative Nation Media are proud to bring you our second annual Christmas Eve Music and Kids Extravaganza special on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Christmas Eve. You can listen to hours of great traditional American Christmas music live or download it to listen when you need to be reminded of the true glory and meaning of Christmas. And you can only get it from our website, conservativenationmedia.com. And don't forget to have your kids write Santa a letter from our website or to Santa Claus at conservativenationmedia.com, and Santa will send back a personalized email within 48 hours. That's Santa. He is pretty busy. So from all of us at Conservative Nation Media to all of you, the warmest and most joyous Merry Christmas, and of course, as always, thanks for listening. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Duke Brooks here. Thank you very much for being along. I hope you are having a good Christmas season. I know I am. I always get buyer's remorse. Yesterday I bought some things, and after I did, I thought to myself, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I still had the cash in my pocket. Sometimes I see something and I realize, I really want that thing. And I've told you all before, my hobby is building models. I have loved to do this for 50 years, since I was 7 or 8 years old. It is just a wonderful thing to do. I've always loved it. I always will. And there are a couple of very, very good hobby shops in this area. I went into one today in a little town called Ocean View. You cannot view the ocean from Ocean View. You can view Bethany Beach, and from Bethany Beach you can view the ocean, but why they called it Ocean View, Delaware, I have no idea, but there is a hobby shop there. They specialize in trains with an emphasis on Lionel, which means they will be quarter-inch scale, 1/4 inch on the model equals 1 foot on the prototype, so that's why O gauge 148 is called quarter-inch scale, and HO, which is half O, is 1/87. HO is half of O, 1/87. That's how they came up with that. Every time I think, nobody's really interested in model railroads anymore, just go to a store in Cockeysville, Maryland, called M.B. Klein Model Railroad Headquarters. It is unbelievable. It is, everybody that works there is an expert. Everybody that works there has been doing model railroads since they were a little kid, and everybody there knows all about them. And, model railroads are a huge industry. I would suspect that there might be 20, maybe there are 10 million model railroads in the United States. It wouldn't surprise me. That is, 0.3% of the population. There are millions of them out there. People love them. They're a lot of fun. It is a great hobby. I am completely in favor of it. Let us see who is calling on Skype. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Free America. It's ain't Free America. It's communist, bro.
You're live on the air, sir or ma'am.
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who's this?
Oh, hi. How you doing? This is Johnny Beaver. How are you?
I'm fine, John. Where are you calling from on Skype?
Where am I calling from? My computer, as a matter of fact. It's pretty cool. I like this Skype thing.
Yes. And are you in any particular place or just out there on the east or something?
I'm in New York City.
Whereabouts?
Manhattan.
Oh, yeah? Whereabouts in Manhattan?
Yeah.
I'm from Manhattan. I was born in Manhattan, and I grew up in Manhattan. Whereabouts are you?
That's not very pretty. I'm down on, it's 19th Street.
Hey.
It ain't pretty,
there's some places down there where you might be able to have a really good time, you know? All right, let us go to Banshee Fear. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hello, Duke Brooks. I'm calling in to tell you your show is a pile of shit. You should kill yourself. Please.
Thank you very much, sir. I wonder what network his show appears on. Hey, I'm just here to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? 718-305-7176 is the number. This is Radio Free America. As you're aware by now, we have often had some pretty tremendous interview guests lined up. And for technical reasons, they have not been able to join us. And that is that's a shame. There's nothing that I can do about it. I wish there was, but there is not. It seems to be some kind of a bizarre cell phone BTR interface issue, and you know, what causes it or how it got into that configuration, I have no idea. I have no idea. Anyway, listen, the bottom line on the movie Parkland, I recommend it. No question about it. I know good filmmaking when I see it. This movie is shot entirely as somewhere between POV and fly on the wall, and they do it with that kind of shaky handheld quasi-newsy, law and order sort of style. You're looking at something not through the lens of a camera on a pedestal, but instead a handheld camera. That puts some jiggle into it the way you would think a person standing there seeing something would do. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jake. How you doing, man?
This is Jake? Your name
you're,
is Jake?
So we were on talking about Civil War history, correct?
I was talking about the Civil War a short while ago. Sure, you want to talk about the Civil War? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. North or South, which I didn't catch all of it. Was it your great-great-grandfather?
Okay, I think that I might have a relative that was in the Civil War. I'm not positive, of that.
Yeah,
there was a relative on my mom's side whose name was Cora Stonewall Jackson, but I'm not sure, about her.
Stonewall
but
Jackson.
Anyway, do you have a favorite issue in the Civil War?
Well, no, you brought the Civil War. It's Stonewall Jackson was the Confederacy, bro, and that's a very famous guy. You're related to Stonewall Jackson.
Well, I don't know if I am or not, sir, but your phone quality is just not very good, so we're going to go to Burning
Fuck
Count
niggers.
Dracula.
Fuck niggers. Fuck niggers. Fuck
okay,
niggers.
Very fine. All right, sir. That sounds like something you should be telling your psychiatrist. About 28 and a half minutes now after the top of the hour. This is Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. A place where some people who are just very easily amused are coming for purposes of I have no idea why. But the number is 718-305-7176. Duke Brooks here. We're going to be taking a break in a moment. But anyway, I would absolutely recommend the movie Parkland. As a matter of fact, I might try to get somebody from that film on the air. I'm sure that I could get a hold of Landisman, who is the director. You know, I'm just not that familiar with anything else that the guy has done. That doesn't mean that he's a bad director or anything like that. It just means that I'm not familiar with the guy. That's all. Now then, I'm going to presume, and I think accurately so, that if you are listening to conservativenationmedia.com, that you are a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case that leftist government in D.C. drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. They'd love that, wouldn't they? Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds. Starting right now, just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. More of your calls are coming up in a moment, so stay right where you are.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on conservativenationmedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on conservativenationmedia.com.
to try rooting for your own damn country for a change.
All right, thank you, Greg Duran, and thank you, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. That is a very good question. Why don't the liberals try rooting for their own country for a change? Let us see. You are live on Radio Free America. You're live, sir. Going once, going twice. You are live on Radio Free America, area code 908. Who's this? Okay. All righty. Well, if you're going to call in, I think that you should at least have the, you know, the simple human courtesy to actually say something. You know what I mean? Anyway, about 25 and a half minutes before the end of this edition of Radio Free America, Linda and I, as I mentioned earlier, on Friday, kind of spur of the moment, decided that we were going to go to the National Air and Space Museum, the so-called Udvar-Hazy Center at Dulles Airport outside D.C., and we had a wonderful time. It is a great museum. If you like aircraft, if you're at all interested in them, the shuttle Discovery was there. There was a Gemini spacecraft, a Mercury. It was absolutely wonderful. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hey, this is Billy, and you are a nigger-loving cock.
Okay, Billy. That sounds to me
dude
like
Brooks.
Something you should
kill be yourself, telling your dude kill yourself, dude Brooks.
Okay, very fine. I'm so happy that those people have something to do to amuse themselves, and I'm very glad that they can get our signal in the very, very back of some very deep and very dark cave somewhere. 718-305-7176 is the number. Let us try this Skype again. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Steven.
Hi, Steve.
How was your trip?
Where are you
it
calling
really
from?
Nice. You said the Gemini was there and the space shuttle was there? That's pretty cool.
Yes,
did you guys
the,
get
National
the
Air Space Museum. The shuttle Discovery was there. There was quite a few spacecraft. You know, it was amazing and a great group of World War II airplanes. Some are being restored. It's truly World War I airplanes. It is really a fantastic museum. Huh.
I tell you, I would really like to see that, and I would definitely like to go see the other big museum. I can't even believe I can't remember the name of it, but I understand there's just so much to see down there in D.C. that you need to spend at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think if you've never been there before, yes, I think depending upon how in depth you'd want to go. If you
right.
want to see your congressman, your senator, you want a tour of the White House, you want to go to Arlington, you want to go to Ford's Theater and all those different things, and the Smithsonian Institution museums are tremendous. Wonderful place, you know?
That was on my tongue as a Smithsonian. So you say you can actually go and visit your state senators and stuff like that and other state senators?
Well, you should be able to visit your United States senator and your United States congressman. You know,
it would be awesome to meet Cory Booker and just tell him he's a nigger that failed Newark.
Okay, sir. You know, I got to be honest with you. I just, I guess if I were 16, that's, you know, really what I would probably be doing. For amusement purposes, about 22 minutes now to go in this edition of Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Thank you for being along. Feel free to call in if you are a legitimate person, if you're just a troublemaker, you know, somebody that hangs out in his mom's basement doing bong hits or something. That person, you know, you really don't need to call in, sir or ma'am. or whatever or whoever you are. I mentioned at the top of this program that Martin Bashir has resigned. I have no idea what that guy's deal is. It wasn't Michael Kinsley. I think it might have been Bob Beckel, who a short while ago on The Five was averring that Martin Bashir is a Christian from Pakistan or India or something. And, okay, that's fine. But he still, you know, what he said about Sarah Palin is one of the most absurd and disgusting and revolting things I think I have ever heard. You calling from Skype are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hey, hello. How you doing? This is Jake from down in Tennessee.
Whereabouts in Tennessee, Jake?
Nashville, Tennessee. Tonight we went out and saw a concert. It was great and grand. I'm glad to hear a fellow Confederate on the air tonight.
And what concert was this, Jake?
What do you mean, what concert, man? We have concerts down here every night. It's at the bar.
Leanne Rice. See. Okay.
This is Nashville, and man.
Nashville has an awful lot of bars. And, Jake, I understand they've got the greatest music in the world there. How is
absolutely,
the food in Nashville?
Man. Oh my God! You know, you can't really compare Nashville's food to anywhere else in the world. We got a lot of people down here, but the problem, you know, they have all these niggers down here, you know, cooking that stuff. It's great.
Okay, Jake, you are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe DeLeon from Austin, Texas.
Joe, what is going on in Austin?
Oh, nothing much. I was just partying down on 6th Street earlier. I'm usually off on Mondays and Tuesdays. I have a weird work schedule. But, no, I was catching up with the news about Martin Bashir on MSNBC. You know, I wasn't really following him until I heard about the remarks he made about Sarah Palin. I mean, it was just disgusting. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we've seen this before where somebody will go on the air and they'll say something just absurd and disgusting, and the advertisers will come out there, and it's basically up to them who stays on the air, what they can say and what they can't say, and it kind of disgusts me that they're able to push this sort of censorship on the American media.
Well, I'm not really sure that there's any censorship going on there. The issue is not censorship, it's sponsorship. I don't know if any advertisers pulled off of MSNBC, but I could certainly imagine an advertiser saying, I don't want to be associated with the host that made those kinds of remarks. You know, that is just...
He was forced to resign over it, though.
Well, we don't know if he was forced to resign or not, but we know that he did resign. And we also know that people in media make remarks. It's, you know, he was there for a week and a half after he said that. And if it had been a conservative commentator making a remark like that about Hillary Clinton, I think that the outrage nationwide would have been absolutely unstoppable. And if somebody does something that is that unpopular, their employer certainly has every right to remove that person in order to keep the employer afloat. So let's
make a comparison here. You're on Block Talk Radio. Do you have sponsors?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do.
Oh, okay. Okay. So wouldn't it be a little presumptuous to assume that your consumers don't adopt the views of the hosts that you have? I mean, the guy, Martin Bashir on MSNBC is able to say all this nasty stuff about Sarah Palin, but, you know, what if you said to me, hey, Joseph DeLeon, I wanted to take a big old diarrhea dump in your mouth, you know, because I have the right to say that to you.
Well,
because
honestly,
I like your voice.
Stay on the air anymore.
You don't. I want to take a big old loaf.
Okay, I'm sure that you do, pal. All right. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
This is Christian from Denmark.
Hey,
finally a legitimate caller. Nothing
yes,
much.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you're there.
Yeah, I thought I'd better call in and rescue you from all these lefty loonies.
Well, who knows? These guys are, you know, they're young kids and they're out to have a good time or something. I guess it's better than joyriding, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what is going on? It must be
cold
in Denmark now.
Yeah, it is, and we're having, you know, some storm tomorrow and such. So it's a bit cold, you know. It is Scandinavia, but, you know, we're used to it, so it doesn't bother us. But, you know, speaking about the left, one thing that we've got to realize is that the left have a political agenda that goes for, you know, really a one-party system. You know, their heroes are from the old communist countries like the Soviet Union and China and stuff, and they don't really believe that you should be allowed to think otherwise than they do. And that's why they're very provoked when they hear good people like you, good patriots like you, speaking about, you know, another way of living and another way of being. And that provokes them because they think that everything should be like the same, like they think it should be. And so that's why they're attacking you, because deep down they are not their Democrats. And that's why it really is a paradox that they vote for the Democrats when they actually...
The idea of restricting people's right of expression and doing all that sort of stuff is absolutely what the left is all about. And, you know, their ideas do not stand up well to vigorous intellectual scrutiny. And because they don't want to be involved in a dialogue, and because their ideas will fail in the marketplace of ideas, they don't want any other ideas to be presented. That's basically what their deal is. And the left has always said that's the nature of the left. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, all the same. Che Guevara and Castro, all the same. They don't want anybody else's ideas to be put out there.
No, the one newspaper, you know, one agenda for it all. That's really... And that's sad, you know. It's a sad fact that there are so many people that subscribe to those sick thoughts and sick way of living. Really,
no question about that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that Bashir guy he resigned, because you know what? You know, Sarah Palin has really, you know, been through it all. You know, it's really, you know, I've never in the many years I've followed politics seen any politician being attacked the way that she has been attacked.
Yeah, I would agree that I have never heard the kind of just unbridled hatred coming out against Sarah Palin. I've never heard anybody else exposed to that ever. It was unbelievable.
Did you see the movie Game Change, the one that was written that was made from the book that the McCain people wrote?
I did not see that film. I didn't see it. No.
Well,
good?
I did, and it was one big personal attack on Sarah Palin. It was, you know, I kind of sat with a feeling when I watched it that if they would have given Hitler such a hard time, if they were to make a movie about Hitler, you know, it was awful, despicable, really. You know, I can't believe that a guy like Tom Hanks, a guy that I really respected before, it was him that really was the kind of producer of it all. He was involved in it anyway. And it was so despicable, you know. They made her look out like she was a complete nutcase, and it was really awful.
Well, that's media.
Yeah.
You know, that's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood is anti-American, anti-Western, anti-English-speaking, and anti-Christian.
Yeah.
And that's what they are out there, you know.
And I don't think that
it's just been that way for a long time.
Yeah, and I just think that they're provoked when they see what a great person Sarah Palin is. And she sticks to her beliefs, and she didn't choose the easy option, which would have been to abort the kid with the Down syndrome. She didn't take the easy option, which many modern women would, have an abortion instead. She kept it, and it kind of provoked them to see that they're really someone who sticks to their guns, who have strong values and stick to and live by them. And that provokes the shit out of them. Sorry for using that word. But it provokes them a lot. And,
in your case,
and
I'm going
to forgive
you.
Thanks. And I just think that that's what really is the case, because usually they would have something that they can bring up, like, oh, look here, she did as she was preaching. But there wasn't in her case, and that provoked them. Yeah.
Well, it is a, without question, it is a very, very bizarre environment, and I'm hoping that the American people are slowly beginning to get fed up with it and tune those people out. Christian, thank you for calling, my friend.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you again next Wednesday.
I hope so.
Have a great night, sir. What a great guy. All right, we do have a couple of callers in queue. They look a little bit suspicious. But listen, I wanted to remind you that we are still, America is still the freest country on earth. And those of us who love America know that the U.S. Constitution is the reason for our liberties. ConservativeNationMedia.com isn't going to let those leftists in D.C. take our freedom away, and our constitutional expert, Matthew Opalisky, is leading that charge. Join Matthew every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central for the Liberty and Constitution community to learn about our rights and freedoms under the greatest governing document of all time, and what you can do to protect your liberty under the Bill of Rights. The Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opalisky, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then Matthew will be joining us, so stay right where you are.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and the worst injustice imaginable is the wrongful conviction of an innocent person. I'm Sam Thurman, host of A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com. We take a look at what happens when innocent people go to jail as a result of bad evidence, wrongful prosecution, and dishonest witnesses. We use real cases of actual Americans who've been wrongfully convicted. A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, ConservativeNationMedia.com.
ConservativeNationRadio.org.
blessed be.
All right, welcome back to the home stretch of Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Matthew Opalisky, the host of the Liberty and Constitution Community. Welcome aboard, my friend. How are you doing tonight, pal?
Hey, good evening, Duke. I have to ask you, how did you get all the good callers?
There's two of them waiting in queue. I'm not sure.
You know,
I suspect their motivations.
I tell you, it's ironic. We talked earlier today and had this conversation about when you first started on another radio station, terrestrially, and people used to do this nonsense. And here, I mean, I swear, it's almost like an omen, but I had nothing to do with it.
Matt, I'm going to take you at face value on that one, pal. Now, tomorrow night at 10... you will be bringing the Liberty and Constitution Community, and what do you have planned? Anything interesting? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, in the first hour, I've got a Seal Tenazi, or Cecile, but she goes by Seal. Seal Tenazi, who is the director of the First State Patriots, which is a patriot group here in Delaware. It's more of a, I guess for people who know the state, we're downstate, she's upstate. It's more of a Newcastle County upstate type of organization because they don't really have much going on as far as patriot groups up there. So she saw the need, woke up, you know, and when I say woke up, I mean she woke up to freedom and liberty. A few years ago, threw together some other liberty-minded individuals. They started the First State Patriots group, and they've been doing good works for a few years. And not too long ago, they applied for their 501c3, and lo and behold, they found themselves, along with many other conservative groups, in the queue of the IRS being held up because of their political affiliation, and they have now joined a lawsuit suing the federal government. So we're going to talk about that group, how the group started, what they're all about, and she's going to give us updates on how that suit is progressing that the First State Patriots have joined in suing the IRS for, well, we'll find, tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And we'll find out exactly what all are they asking in their suit, because to be honest, I don't know all of the particulars.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. I'm glad that
that's what she's here to tell us.
Very fine. Now, starting not tomorrow, not Thursday the 5th, but Thursday the 12th, you're moving to 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, my show is going to be bumped up from the 10 to midnight hour Eastern up to 8 to 10 Eastern, and that's going to be starting not tomorrow, but the following week. So it'll be December the 12th, and I believe I've not got him booked solid yet, but a friend of mine up in Maine by the name of Jeff Zimba, who runs a firearms outfit where they do a lot of testing of full auto machine guns and whatnot. I hope to have him on as my guest. He does a lot of videos for YouTube. I believe it's the Big Shooterist channel. So, I mean, when you say Big Shooterist, that's because they shoot big old fully automatic weapons up there in Maine, something that we here in Delaware are not able to do because, well, some dumb politician decided that Delaware is not a Class 3 state. Did you know that in Delaware, Duke, you can't even have what they call a suppressor, okay? And a lot of people would call it a silencer, but there's no such thing as a silencer. It's just a suppressor. It makes it quieter, but it doesn't make it silent. In Delaware law, a suppressor in and of itself, sitting on a table, not even attached to a gun, is defined as a destructive weapon.
I guess if you hit somebody in the head with it long enough and hard enough, it might destroy something.
Well, this is true, but I mean, you know, the thing can be said for a rolling pin.
Yeah, right. This is what the politicians are always trying to do. They're trying to criminalize anything that the people hold on to. for our own rights. I mean, it is just absurd. Matthew, I can't wait to hear the show tomorrow night.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, pal. Talk to you later.
See you now.
Matthew Opalisky. All right, we've got a little bit of time for one or two more calls. You are live on the air, 30 seconds. Who's this?
Yeah, your buddy sounds like a huge faggot.
Okay, pal, you have yourself a great night. That sounds like something he should be telling his psychiatrist. Thank you so much for being along tonight. I do hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I do think that you should put the film Parkland on your Santa Claus list, and I do think you will agree with me that it is a good thing that Martin Bashir is no longer on the air at MSNBC and presumably nowhere else. Maybe Al Jazeera should hire him. What do you think, huh? Anyway, have a great night, and I'll see you next Wednesday.